This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about heaven and hell. When I'm not rushed, I enjoy reading the obituaries. Now that families have the option of writing their own, it makes for much more interesting reading. What blows me away, however, is that overtly religious families somehow believe that their dearly departeds are already in heaven. I learned something quite different in Sunday school. I was taught that at the end of time, Jesus would harvest his human crop, and just as the farmer separates the weeds in the chaff and destroys them, so too will Jesus throw the wicked into a furnace of fire. Only then, not when they die, will the righteous shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. As a Unitarian Universalist who rejects the Trinity and the existence of hell, it appears to me that ironically many who reject us outright have unwittingly joined us in committing the heresy of universal salvation. Or more accurately, these Christians have preempted God's prerogatives in deciding who will be saved and who will be damned. Surely that is God's decision, not ours. Even the closest families could not claim to know the hearts of their nearest kin. The issue of good deeds, of course, is a moot point if you are a strict Calvinist believing in predestination. Calvin was so keen on undermining any possibility that Christians could earn their own salvation that he took an obscure passage from Ephesians, "Even as God chose us in him before the foundation of the world," to imply that your wicked neighbor is going to heaven and your virtuous life has meant nothing. If one reads the Old Testament carefully, however, it looks as if all of us are going to the grave, never to return. As Ecclesiastes states, "The fate of the sons of men and the fate of beasts is the same. All go to one place, all are from the dust, and all turn to dust again." Inspired by the Tibetan book The Dead, I would like to propose that we take the Last Judgment seriously, but we should reformulate it in terms of self-judgment. Both the Tibetan lamas and those who report near-death experiences speak of moving through a dark tunnel with a great being of light at the end. Christians identify it as Christ, and the Buddhists, of course, say it's the Buddha. Consistent with the belief of universalists, this great being is not judgmental, but filled with compassion. A life review commences, and the spiritual pilgrims embrace their good deeds and struggle, acknowledging their faults. Tibetans who fail to come to a full accounting of their lives are destined to yet another life in the karmic cycle. I personally have a lot of problems with the concept of reincarnation, so I want to borrow an idea from Jean-Paul Sartre's famous play, No Exit. In our earthly lives, we can get away literally with murder, and we can deceive ourselves about how bad we are sometimes. But in the afterlife, it is different. Sartre's shifty character, Garcin, admits that we're all naked, naked right through, and I can see into your heart. Later he speaks the famous line, "There's no need of red-hot pokers. Hell is other people." I'm more optimistic than Sartre. I believe that most of us, without the protection of our normal conceits, will eventually own up to everything that we've done and finally be at peace with ourselves. At this point, we will have reached nirvana, and that will be the end of it. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check my website at www.nickgeyer.com.